groups. I go on to harmful traditional practices and stereotypes. Section 165 of the Muluki Ayin enshrines a protection of social rites and rituals, but provides also an exception in cases of rites and rituals which constitute caste-based discrimination. But it is regrettable that this same exception is not extended to rituals that may negatively impact gender equality. Your Excellencies, you've already spoken about Chaupadi. The menstrual segregation continues to cast a long shadow on Nepal's commitment to the CEDAW. The Chaupadi practice forcibly exiles menstruating women and girls from their homes to period huts. And though you have criminalized this, this continues and endures in many communities. And girls may be placed in considerable danger, and there have been reports of deaths in Chaupadi huts due to animal attacks. Period poverty leaves a stain on women and girls, who are often left with little or no supplies and very little protection. The constitution of Nepal decries untouchability, but it seems to continue in the form of Chaupadi. Please let us know what you're doing in this area and in the area of period poverty. How does education and the engagement of men and boys can be mobilized against Chaupadi? The Kumari practice is the deification of a chosen girl child, and it continues to isolate girls chosen as Kumaris. And this further alienates women and girls during a critical stage of a child's development. How can you modernize the Kumari practice in line with behavior?